Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pretty substantial news here. Jim Donovan has written a letter to Browns fans explaining he will not be calling the game on the Browns radio network, and he has called his last Browns game. And that, of course, he's obviously been dealing with cancer. He says it is returned and very aggressively, and this will require him to devote everything in him to continue to fight, and him and his family are committed to doing that. So 25 years of Jimmy Donovan. Wow. I don't know. Wow. Claire, I don't even know how to sum this up. Jim Donovan, I remember when the Browns first came back, driving back from Southern Ohio, where we lived at the time, in Kettering for 2 years, and Jimmy and Doug were Browns football to me. That was my connection.
Two of the greats to ever do it, and you know, certainly we've worked alongside those guys as partners here at The Fan, and I've worked with Jimmy for, you know, years on TV and radio, all these things. So, yeah, man, this is tough news, man. I hope that he's able to continue to fight as he always does, and the things will be, you know, he can come out the other side. So,
yeah, I mean, I think the number one thing, you know, love, prayers, thoughts, literally every good thing we can send to the Donovan family.
Goodbye,
right now,
man.
And Jimmy, and you know, it's so funny, man, just that idea of, you know, we've had so many amazing voices in this town, and Jimmy's 100% a part of that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
His enthusiasm, indelible image off the top of my head, him tearing up at going to the playoffs in 2020, and, you know, him sharing his updates on his health with everybody, and how, yeah, I think the community and the Browns have rallied around him. So if you guys are just joining us, the very significant news here is Jim Donovan has announced that his cancer has returned very aggressively, and he has called his last game for the Cleveland Browns as a play-by-play announcer. You know, we've had a lot of fun today, but this is obviously a very sobering announcement by Jimmy, and man, I'll be honest with you, dude, I did not have this on the bingo card for today.
I did not either. I had no idea that this was even remotely going to happen at any point, not just today, let alone, you know, as we approach the seasons here. You know, it's just awful.
So as we kind of continue to talk about this, we've got a lot coming up in the 4 o'clock hour here, but I mean, I think I just think stuff like this is the strongest reminder of how special this all is. And like this thing we're talking about today, with it being your last day, the fanniversary, and now Jimmy's health and not calling, you know, the games, him saying he's called his last Browns game. Like, that is a dream, that 25 years of calling Browns games, but it is a stark reality, man. It's going to be different. You know, September 8th, it's going to be different hearing somebody not named Jimmy. And listen, they had some tremendous fill-ins last year. They've had some tremendous fill-ins, and this is no disrespect to anybody. It just feels a little less like Cleveland Browns football if Jimmy's not calling it on the Browns radio.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. He's the voice of the Browns for my lifetime, pretty much.
Yeah, he's got a pretty iconic laugh, too. Like, if you've been around Berea and you hear Jimmy laugh at something, and or if you've been in the booth, I know Spano, who used to be our board op, you know, Mac now, who's our board op, part of the Browns radio network, both of them. If you've ever been in there for 5 minutes and you hear Jimmy's laugh, it is a very sincere laugh. I actually think that's one of the things I think of, because I think you can hear when somebody fakes a laugh. I don't think I've ever heard Jim Donovan fake a damn thing.
I would agree with that.
And I just think that's, you know, and again, he's going to win this fight. Jimmy Donovan's going to be just fine. But, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. So I don't want to sound like we're in any way memorializing a guy who's got quite a bunch of life left to live. But, man, it's so funny. I don't know that we're always conscientious of how good we have it. Mm. Joe Tate, Jim Donovan, Tom Hamilton, Fred McLeod, John Michael. I mean, we can
Michael Regei.
Like, you can go through. And by the way, I've left a few names off there. Matt Underwood. Like, you start to look at the voices we have in this town and how long they've been here. You know, like, other small markets, mid markets, whatever you want to call Cleveland, they tend to be a launching pad. And a lot of these guys have had those opportunities and they've said, I think I'm going to stay here. I think I'm going to put my family here. I think these are my roots now. This is where I'm from. So it's just kind of, again, it's one of those things where life is all about perspective, and that's something
totally,
you and I've talked
man.
About now for a couple weeks because we both had so much going on.
Well, I think you and I both have had some sort of life events happen recently that have put
they've also put in.
Isn't that the guy in Russia? No. It's put perspective in our lives.
It really has. And this is no different, man. Like, I mean, Jimmy Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns. So I'm sorry to keep saying this, but as people kind of join us here, this is significant news doesn't cut it. That Jimmy Donovan has announced in a letter to his fans. I'll read a little bit of it here. I said, I have called Browns games for 25 years. Not a day has gone by when I haven't paused and been so proud to be the voice of the Browns. Cheryl, Megan, and I thank you for all the love, support, and prayers during my rough patches. It's like having a huge family around us, and that's what makes the Cleveland Browns so special. You do. Now let's go get those Cowboys and make this 2024-2025 season a great one. I'll be watching and listening. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Well said by Jim, and man.
Is this day designed to make me cry?
I think so.
I almost caught it right there in the middle of reading Jimmy's words there to the fans. I mean, I think, whew, how you doing over there?
Hanging in.
Are we now doing the awkward pause thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're giving me some salt and vinnies.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, I needed a second. You know, on Monday, I distinctly...
On Monday?
On Monday, I distinctly remember stepping in every time that you started getting salt and vinnies.
Listen, easy.
I don't know why I'm turning around and jamming you up. I'm an emotional boy today, okay? Don't know where to go here, buddy. It's pretty... I mean, this is... I'll be honest with you. I mean, we know that Jimmy has been sick for a while. But you just... 25 years, I did not expect today to be the day. You're over there.
7 a.m.
I feel like this is like you and I are just taking turns now at welling up at this news.
It's emotional. There's no doubt about that. And I'm sure that, you know, all Browns fans are with us and wishing him well. And hopefully he's able to, like I said, come out the other side of this.
So I think that is, again, I know we've said this once, but this is the first thing we said when we got the news that Jim Donovan is stepping away from doing play-by-play for the Cleveland Browns because his cancer has returned very aggressively. And, you know, Browns football is super special to all of us, right? But it's super special in very much the same way that Jimmy talked about. It is, man, and I have experienced this elsewhere. It's not that people aren't fans elsewhere. It is that elsewhere doesn't have the community that we have here. And Jimmy and his family have been so embedded in that community, and they so exemplify his tenacious fight against cancer and having so many different successes in there. And just one more time, to Jim, his wife Cheryl, his daughter Megan, sending all the best wishes, love, support, everything as Jimmy looks to kick cancer's ass just one more time. All right, guys, we got more coming up in the fourth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.